Let's get this party started.
Welcome to the I Squint Podcast.
Hey everybody, welcome to this, the I Squint Podcast. I'm your host, Justin Lang. In this, the 13th episode of the I Squint Podcast, I sit down and I talk with Mr. Scott Parker, the organizer of the Stage Lighting Seminars Super Saturday. It's coming up this weekend on January 22nd, 2011, and I'm really psyched to be going to the show. And I sat with Mr. Parker and we talked about what to expect, some of the things about the show, and a little bit of history. So have a listen, and we hope to see you there this Saturday in New York City for the 6th annual Super Saturday. Mr. Parker, thank you so much for joining me here on the I Squint Podcast. This is unlucky number 13 podcast here on the I Squint Podcast. I'm sorry.
that's quite all right. You know, we go for, you know, I just finished listening to your podcast with Steve Shelley.
Oh my gosh.
So being lucky number 13, right after listening to Steve talk on your podcast, what could be better?
Oh, that man, he kills me. I love him to death. He cracked me up that entire, I think we actually recorded for 2 hours, but I had to cut it down because some stories were just not appropriate for the podcast.
I bet there's some great gems in there.
Oh, I'm sure we'll hear more on Super Saturday.
Oh, you will. You will. Steve will be there. He's going to be there showing his field template and his wonderful book.
Oh, fantastic. I can't wait to catch up with him again. You never catch up with that guy. It's more of, what's your latest story?
Exactly. No one can really catch up to him.
So here's...
He's the Energizer Bunny.
That's why he wears the green. It should be pink, though, shouldn't it?
Well, there you go. Am I allowed to say trade names, Energizer? We're not actually... Energizer's not going to be at this show.
No?
Oh, well.
They'll power something like a wireless microphone or something, probably.
Perhaps.
So we're here to talk about Super Saturday. It's coming up here on the 22nd of January here in 2011. Tell us a little bit about how Super Saturday started. This is the sixth one, correct?
This is. We've been running for 6 years, or this is the sixth one, 5 years prior. The first 3 years were in New York. We then moved to Los Angeles for a winter, and then we did last year down in Atlanta, Georgia. The first one was down at Pace University. I was teaching there, and Sonny Sonnenfeld, who I've known for a very long time, asked me if we could get together and start doing a sort of a lighting 101 level workshop. Sonny is an icon in the industry, and he founded, along with Jules Fisher, the Broadway Lighting Masterclass, which is still going strong. He wanted to start something more for the novice. Okay. So we got together, and being at Pace University allowed me to use that space at a relatively good rate. So we were able to not charge students a whole lot. The fee for this workshop is only $150, and there are discounts abound. A matter of fact, for the listeners of your podcast, I believe that you guys have a discount code. What is that code again that you have?
iSquintVIP.
There you go. And there's no spaces there. And currently, the discount for your listeners is $50 off. Oh. So registering now with the $150 fee brings it down to $100.
I can't believe that. You are too generous. That is awesome.
Well, I try. You know, with your help getting the word out, it's been wonderful. So we appreciate your help, and your listeners are out there, and your website is busy. So it's the least we can do.
Oh, you know, not only do I appreciate, you know, the invite coming up, but the discount code to the readers. You know, any way to save a little bit of money is awesome.
Well, we try. The crowd that we're going for is really, we have attendees who range from middle school age all the way through young professional age.
Okay.
I won't actually put numbers on that because I'm still a young professional, you know, and I'm not quite at the old fart age, but what are you going to do? We're all young in one way or another. So we're looking for people that have an interest in stage lighting. We have a whole bunch of high schoolers. We've got college students, grad school students, recent graduates. We have a lot of teachers coming this year, which is terrific. Okay. Yeah, we can. They can take the knowledge to their students. We have teachers who may not have any real technical or design background at all.
Okay.
And they're coming to listen to the presentations, and they can also, what I call touchy-feely, the equipment.
It's always a plus in my book.
It is.
You know, I can write, I can talk, I can scream about new lighting products, but, you know, a reader can only take so much of me yelling and screaming about a fixture. They've got to sit down in front of it. Or in front of a product, whatever you want to call it, and play with it. It's the most important thing.
It is. It's really important to be able to sit down and play with it and to speak with the manufacturers who are specialists in dealing with the equipment. One of my emails that went out to a bunch of teachers invited them to bring photographs of their current equipment, because a lot of schools are underfunded. They're using older equipment. In my book, anything that spits out light is a working lighting unit.
Oh, definitely.
So older Fresnels, Leicos, you know, Strand Sentry units, all the way up through the current Altman, Strand, and ETC units. If your listeners aren't sure what a unit does or even how to change the lamp, mm-hmm. also known as the light bulb, they should bring a photograph of the unit. I don't recommend lugging the unit with them.
Hey, if they want to bring it into the city, you know.
They could. They could. Some of them are heavy.
Yeah, true.
but we're going to have people who are there who can help us figure out how these things work, the optics, which direction the lenses should go in after they've cleaned them.
So we're not just looking at new products. You know, people are going to learn about old products as well.
Certainly. Certainly. Awesome. We have in our schedule, we're covering lighting units. We're covering two different ones. This is the first year that we're doing two different sessions of lighting fixtures.
Oh, wow.
One is going to be for conventional lighting units, and then we're having a different session focusing on LED units.
LEDs.
Yep. In the past, last year, we mixed moving lights and LED units, but this year we've decided to separate all three because they all of them really are their own special area.
Well, considering there's probably a ton more LEDs than there are moving lights right now, you know, with just the wide variety of fixtures available.
This is true. Ugh. This is true.
Don't get me wrong. Well, I love the LEDs, but there's so many to choose from some days.
And the current budget, LEDs are still very expensive.
Oh, yes.
So you can get a lot more lighting units for the cost of an LED unit, mm-hmm. But it just depends on what your needs are.
Oh, there's a whole breakdown, you know, when you start looking at LEDs. And this is something we can spend, you know, entire two-hour podcast talking about. But I want to focus more on the stage, Super Saturday stage seminars. You know, we talked about learning about old things, you know, I don't want to say uneducated teacher, the less informed educator or the non-technical theater teacher, learning about older equipment. But what other things does Super Saturday have to offer us?
Well, Super Saturday is going to be divided into really two segments throughout the day. Besides feeding everyone.
Yum, yum.
Yes, everybody gets fed. Coffee and donuts in the morning, starting at 8 o'clock.
Fantastic.
Coffee, donuts, danishes, and whatever else the caterer is bringing.
Hey, I heard coffee. I'm good.
Okay. well, we try. We're going to have catered lunch.
Okay.
So nobody escapes.
Oh, fantastic.
But it's split into about 4 hours of hands-on, what we call stage expo, to borrow the term from other workshop events like USITT and LDI and Broadway Masterclass.
It tells exactly what you're doing. So
exactly. So there's stage expo. There are going to be display tables on the stage, and people are welcome to come up and walk around and chit-chat with the manufacturers, the technicians, and the sales folks, and some of the product designers. And they can touch the equipment. We're going to have some terrific equipment shown. For example, there's a story that I'm going to tell at the event when I introduce Ken Billington, who's our keynote speaker. But there is a Lycian Sage Lighting is bringing a lighting unit that has the first initials KB.
I wonder what that could stand for.
Yeah, exactly. Ken Billington. it's a new spotlight, but it's working with a 3200 degree Kelvin lamp.
Oh, wow.
So he asked for this light. He said, listen, I'm using these arc units. I'm using these super bright follow spots, but we keep having to color correct the color temperature of the lamp to match the rest of the stage lights. Can you guys come up with something? And they did. And they gave him some initials.
See, I love that. You know, manufacturers are listening to the designers, you know, building what they need, not just building anything.
They're listening to a lot of designers, and they even, I give them some pointers, though I haven't seen one of my pet peeves instituted yet. But they do listen to everybody, and they listen to people at these trade show floors too. Mm-hmm. If somebody comes up with a good idea, they take their idea back to the product designers and they say, listen, somebody was talking to us and they had this idea and it might be interesting. Why don't we look at it for the future model of this unit?
Definitely.
But other things that are going to be shown on the floor, I'm on my webpage and I'm looking around at some of the sponsors. Apollo is going to be bringing their color scrollers and showing some of their new color scrolling technology.
Okay.
Altman is always going to have their newest stuff with them. They're showing, I believe, a psych light unit, a border light of some sort.
Yeah.
An LED one.
Yeah, I got a preview of that at LDI. It's pretty impressive.
It's a nice little unit.
You know, it's not just a border strip that they threw LEDs in there. They put some real thought behind that thing.
They did. They did, and it doesn't heat up all that much. Yeah, it's very cool.
Both literally and temperature-wise.
Well, there you go. The beauty about these LED units, whether it's Altman's or
anybody else's.
Yeah. And I'm coming up with some name. Prism Projection has an LED unit. Mm-hmm. Robert Juliet, I believe, just came out with an LED unit recently. Profile spot.
The Alden.
Yep. There you go. Well, they're going to be showing that one as well. All of these units don't require dimmers.
Isn't that awesome?
You give them straight power. They do require power, obviously.
Sure.
And they need a signal from the control board, mm-hmm. Usually used for those. I know most of your listeners know what DMX is, but for those that don't, it's a communication protocol that the board uses to talk to the dimmers or the lighting units or scrollers for that matter. So they just need a power cord and a control cable to get the signal there, and you're in business.
It's phenomenal. I love it.
It is.
You know, and talking about LEDs, dimmers, you know, when you start replacing your, Fresnels, border strips, or whatever fixture you want to replace with an LED, you get those dimmers back. That's the best part. You know, you come from a 96 dimmer house, a full rack of 96. You're using, you know, we'll say 6 for borders on the back. Well, you get those 6 dimmers back to use somewhere else.
I like to tell people they actually just get 5. We got to use 1 to plug the lights into.
Oh, there you go. Thanks.
Minor detail. But you're right. You do get all that control back. And quite often you don't want to be plugging in your units that have any kind of computers inside them into a dimmer unit. You want to plug them into a non-dim or to a straight power source. Mm-hmm. So you're right. You do get the 6 dimmers back if you have another source for power for them. And all of these items, all of these details are discussed at Super Saturday in one form or another.
Okay. Well, I'm looking over the schedule here. We've got, a huge lineup. This thing is like jam-packed throughout the day. The schedule for Saturday, starting at 8, going basically till 6.
Wow. It is. It is. We end the day with a question and answer period that'll go until about 6. That starts at 5:40. Mm-hmm. The most current schedule is on the website, which is stageseminars.com. That's one word, no periods, except for the .com part, I suppose.
I'll make sure there's a link on the post.
Lovely. And there is a schedule there. And, of course, because we're inviting and so lucky to have working professionals presenting at our workshop, everything is subject to their professional schedules, as it mm-hmm. were. But at the moment, everyone is on board. Ken Billington starts his keynote speech at 9:05 in the morning. He's going to give a little inspirational talk and a keynote address on why lighting is important to him and how he got started. In my introduction to him, I'm going to sort of give a very short story on how I met him and just his generosity and openness. It follows with several sessions. I'm just going to run down the line and
let's
chit chat about anyone that you want to. It's followed by a lighting 101, a very basic, why do we need lighting for shows? A lot of people think, well, we got to just turn them on. Well, if that's the case, we'd do it under work light. But there's a lot more to it. Timing, intensity, mood, color, balance. That's followed by lighting fixtures for the conventional type of lighting fixtures. Okay. Oh, you know what? Lighting 101 is presented by Chip Scott. Lighting fixtures, conventional ones, is by Thomas Kazaza from Altman. Mm-hmm. Followed by our first coffee break and showcase where people get to get on stage and play with the equipment.
Okay. For about 45 minutes, it looks like?
Yes, 45 minutes.
Okay.
After that, lighting fixtures, the LED flavor, is presented by Miles Dungeon. And then yours truly, I get to get up there and talk a little bit about the lighting design process.
That's going to be 5 minutes, right?
Yes, exactly. Just 5 minutes. And I'm going to record myself and then play back a la Chipmunks and just have it speed right through. And I'm just going to keep hitting next on the PowerPoint.
No. I say that in jest. Yes. It looks like it's a good 25 minutes there.
It's 25 minutes. And I've cut it down just a touch. I've actually cut several of these down by just a couple of minutes because we scored a great speaker, which is later in the day, and that's Richard Pilbrow.
Oh, okay.
He's coming to talk to us about his adventures with LightWrite, Virtual Magic Sheet, and the iPad.
I am very jealous about this.
I'm thrilled about it.
Well,
You know, it's funny. Just a little side story. I got to tell you, the reason why he's right before a coffee break, nobody wanted to follow him.
I can totally understand why.
I think I sent somebody a note saying, do you want to do this? And they wrote back saying, well, isn't that kind of opening for the Stones?
You know, I totally understand that. I've talked to Mr. Bill Brow a couple of times, and he's always got me entranced with some of his stories as well. And then just the, I'm sure, awesome story and the how-to with the LightWrite, the virtual magic sheet on the iPad is, it's going to be a highlight of my day.
Oh, it's going to be thrilling. Unfortunately, Eric Cornwell, who wrote Virtual Magic Sheet, isn't able to be with us. He's out on the road or overseas. He's working on a show somewhere. One of Richard's programmers, Bobby Harrell, will be there.
Oh, fantastic.
Later in the day. He's going to be there on the display floor chit-chatting about the Strand consoles. But later in the day, he does the session for moving lights.
Mr. Prilbaugh better have his iPad locked down because I so want to play with the virtual magic sheet for LightWrite.
Oh, yes. That's going to be terrific. I don't know if you know, Richard wrote a book called Stage Lighting Design.
Uh-huh.
It's his textbook. It's been out a couple of times, a couple of editions now. And in somewhere in the rear of the book, he tells how he's sitting on the cliffs of wherever he's sitting on over in Britain. Mm-hmm. And he tells the story. Now, keep in mind, he wrote this like 20 years ago. He tells a story about how he really wants to remove the computer from the design process. He would like to be able to have a screen, mm-hmm. and he'd like to be able to touch an area on the screen, and light would just turn on.
And light would happen.
And it would just happen. The area on the screen is a picture of his set.
Mm-hmm.
So he'd be able to touch an area on the set, and the lights would just come on in that area. And he wrote this 20 years ago. And now we have Virtual Magic Sheet.
Such a forward thinker.
I'm telling you. He's the most computer savvy old guy I know.
That's awesome.
I hope he doesn't hear that.
No, he doesn't listen to this.
Okay.
Unfortunately, he does.
Okay. Well, you know, Richard, we love you.
Exactly.
Just phenomenal stuff. When I wrote him an email after I read a blog post about his Virtual Magic Sheet, I sent him an email and said, hey, do you want to come and tell us about it at Super Saturday? He was right there. He awesome. Said, you got it.
I'm so excited. I can't wait to see that. Let's see. Well, you jumped down, you know, a couple hours here in the schedule.
I did. Let me go back. Lighting fixtures, LEDs, lighting design process, that's mine. Color and how to use it with Wendy Ludka. Mm-hmm. Some people will pronounce that Ludke. But I happen to know from previous experience with from somebody I know way back, I believe it's pronounced Ludka.
Ah, right.
Now, Wendy may pronounce it differently.
Okay.
But anyhow, Next afternoon is Scrollers, Gobos, and Rotators with Rich Dale.
From Apollo.
From Apollo.
I think they know what they're talking about when it comes to those.
Yes, sir. And then we're going to take an hour and 15-minute lunch and, wait for it, Manufacturer Showcase.
Sweet.
Yes.
More time and to talk to the manufacturers.
That's right. And we feed everybody. And a matter of fact, we're putting lunch on stage off in the wings.
Oh.
So people can go grab lunch, have a quick nosh, and then get on the stage where all the tables are set up with the manufacturer's equipment and go out and learn more about it, touch it, play with it. And I encourage everyone to, you know, take the equipment for a little bit of a test run.
Fantastic.
How do you focus this unit?
Exactly.
And the follow spots, go ahead and follow somebody.
You know, I've talked about this subject with Rob Halliday in a couple podcasts ago, mainly dealing about control consoles. And we mentioned this earlier in the podcast, is get your hands on something. You know, if you want to see how something operates, don't be afraid to talk to these guys. Anybody that you have listed or any of the manufacturers that I know that are going to be there, they love talking about their products and will tell you almost every single little thing about it, except how it's made or what's inside. You know, some stuff's proprietary, but they love talking. Yeah, right. they love talking about it. And, you know, the excitement behind learning about the stuff is what drives them. Well, of course, sales too. But just go up there and say, hey, I want to know more about this. And they'll be happy to tell you everything about it and let you take it for a test drive.
They will. And for those of you that are, for your listeners, for those of you that are out there and you want to try a piece of equipment, call your local distributor or your dealer of whoever you happen to use and say, hey, I really want to look at this or play with this. And if your dealer is really with it, they will either invite you down to their showroom and say, all right, let's pull this unit out of rental. And if they don't have the unit in stock, in a rental stock or what have you, they will get in touch with the manufacturer and say, I have a client who's interested in this unit. Mm-hmm. Can you send me one so that I can do a demo?
Nine times out of 10, it's not that hard to do that. Yeah,
exactly. They'll even, a lot of manufacturers, through the dealers usually, will even send you the unit to play with for a couple of weeks.
Exactly. Well, within reason, I only get a week or so, but yeah, definitely. Manufacturers, from my experience, have never had a problem with that. You know, it's all timing because unfortunately, most people don't have tons of stock or tons of demo equipment sitting around, and it's all due to scheduling. But most times, yeah.
That's true.
Getting a fixture to somebody may take a little bit of time with the scheduling, but you get to play with it.
I will say that it never hurts to ask, and if you do your timing right and you start well ahead of time, I have borrowed units for shows, and I for short run shows, you know, weekend or 2 weekend shows. I currently teach at Columbia State University in Georgia, and prior to that, I taught at the Johnny Carson School out in Nebraska. And when I'm designing a show and it's just a 1 weekend or 2 weekend show, if I want to play with a unit, if I know about it ahead of time, I can usually finagle a unit for the run of the show.
There you go.
It's got to be loaded in last, you know, so it's just before tech. We put the unit in, so we get it, we put it up, use it for the week and a half, 2 weeks, and then send it back.
Okay.
And manufacturers, granted, you got to remember, this is one unit, maybe two. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be able to borrow an entire rental stock.
What? I can't wash my whole stage?
Well, you know, some of these units.
Wow.
Maybe.
With the beam angles, yep, definitely.
Yep. It won't be very bright, but they might be able to do it with a 90 degree.
There you go.
So after lunch, we're going to have an overview of consoles. John Gebbe has a collection of photographs of the oldest consoles I've ever seen.
Oh, I've seen
right up to current.
Okay.
Okay, but some of these older ones, I don't know if he'll show the picture, but there's one picture, I think it's from his presentation, showing a couple of nuns running an old light board.
Oh, no.
Yes.
I can't wait to see it. That's going to be awesome.
I'm going to have to email him and say, hey, I need the nun photo.
Okay.
So he does a great thing.
Fantastic. I can't wait to see the consoles.
Choosing the right angle, I do a little 5 to 10 minute thing where I fold a piece of paper and I show people how to choose lighting units from just a folded up piece of paper.
Okay.
I've done it. People enjoy it. So I throw it in there. It's just a quick little thing in between a couple of sessions. Kevin Lee Allen, who's a well-known lighting designer, award-winning, is doing our computer-aided design and paperwork. He's really going to do a presentation about Vectorworks. AutoCAD is, of course, another computer-aided design program that many people in the industry are using. There are several others, but because Kevin knows Vectorworks so well, we're doing Vectorworks.
Sure.
And it happens to synchronize with LightWrite currently. For those of you who don't know Vectorworks, for those of you that are in education and students, teachers, and whatnot, if you have an education email account, you can sign on to the Vectorworks.net website and get yourself a free version, free copy of Vectorworks.
And then they can join in the student design competition. Well, the students can at least, that I'm running on the website through the spring 2011 semester.
Well, there you go. You know, I did see that on your website. I think that's wonderful. Have you had a good turnout so far?
I don't know. Registration doesn't officially open till the 28th.
Okay.
But I'm encouraging students to take their time. They have all semester to do it. So I don't want to see somebody rush and get a design in that they could have taken a little bit more time, since they have 3 months basically to work on the design and get it right or get it, you know, up there and then submit it.
That's a very good point. So after the CAD presentation, CAD and paperwork with Kevin, there's Richard right there, LightWrite, Virtual Magic Sheet, and the iPad.
Perfect segue.
Yes. Awesome. He's looking forward to coming. The only thing he's asked me to supply him is with a cable so that he can project everything onto the projector. But he's bringing his iPad. He's bringing a Mac to show his PowerPoint or his keynote address. Mm-hmm. Following that is a cookie soda break. Not only did anybody not want to follow him, but I also figured people are really going to have questions and want to shake his hand.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So I wanted to follow that immediately with a break so people can scurry off to the tables to look at more gear again and or visit with him or go and visit with Bobby at the Strand table for some of the Strand consoles that I think Virtual Magic Sheet has been successfully integrated, well, not integrated, but hooked up to.
Oh, fantastic.
Now, I don't know if Bobby and Richard are going to get together and hook these things up together, but we'll see.
We'll definitely try it.
Yes.
Hey.
Then we have a break, and we covered a little bit about DMX, a short session on DMX, why it exists, a little bit about wireless DMX and RDM, which is another communication protocol. And then something completely new for this year is lighting for worship.
Oh, okay.
Church lighting, you know, anywhere where we have a group of people watching another individual or group of people, you usually want to have light.
Of course.
Or something to focus. So lighting for worship is very similar to lighting for theater. Tom is coming to give us a quick 15-minute introduction to lighting for worship. It's a whole other market.
Would that happen to be Tom Stanziano?
It is.
After Tom, there's remote control battery lighting?
Yes, Jim Smith from RC4.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He's the guy that has that robot running around the expo floor at USITT on occasion. We were chit-chatting at the last year's USITT. I think it was USITT. It might have been at LDI. But I told him about the workshop, and I had a brochure from last year's workshop, and he said, you know what? I think I'd like to come to that. So we were chit-chatting about what kind of presentation he could do, and we've never done remote control battery lighting. Mm-hmm. Andrew Nichol has done wireless DMX before, and that's really talking about getting the signal from the board to a dimmer of some sort and the technology that does it wirelessly, just like your home network.
Right.
But we have not really talked about how do you power the lights that are in whatever moving unit that you have.
Mm-hmm.
So Jim is going to bring in some stuff to show us as far as what do the lights do, how do you control them, how do you treat the batteries to get the most out of them without having memory issues and that sort of thing. So it's really about battery technology when dealing with the remote control battery powered lights.
Well, great.
I think that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, definitely. I can't wait to see that.
And then Bobby Harrell is doing moving lights. He's going to be our cleanup batter, as I guess it is. Although I suppose that's fourth, isn't it?
Yeah, right.
Okay, forget I said that. he's going to do moving lights at the end of the day. I certainly hope people are going to be able to stay the entire day. That's one of the reasons why we feed everybody cookies and caffeinated soda.
Exactly. Keep you know? Motivated.
Well, exactly.
I'm motivated. I want to see everything.
So PRG is coming, and the primary contact is Rich Rubin, who is the coordinator for internships for PRG.
Ooh.
He's interested in finding young, fresh lighting technician wannabes to come and join the internship program.
Fantastic.
So, I know. It's terrific. Now, he can't take high schoolers yet.
Sure.
They've got to be old enough, you know, to basically vote, I suppose. Mm-hmm. And to drink, depending on what state you're in. So, but he can take college students and grad school folks and recent graduates, and PRG is looking for internships. That's an area that a lot of people don't realize can happen at any of these types of shows, whether it's USITT, LDI, or Stage Lighting Super Saturday, is that someone comes, and if they really show a drive, mm-hmm. if they show a quizzical nature, if they're really interested in how the technology works, the people who are there showing the equipment notice this.
Mm-hmm.
So I stress to everyone, please, all your listeners, bring business cards.
Definitely. It should be common knowledge. You know, whenever you're meeting, going to any kind of event or anything, is always bring a way to get back in touch with you. You know, it plays in that whole important thing of networking, meeting new people, meeting new opportunities and stuff like that. I should never leave the helm without business cards.
Exactly. I agree. And it's even the people that attendees are going to meet, other attendees.
Exactly. Yeah.
Are equally as valuable contacts to make.
Mm-hmm.
Because in a couple of years, when you're stuck for an idea, everybody you met that's around your same skill level or experience level, you're all in it together.
Exactly. Exactly.
You listen to the stories, especially of the older generation of lighting designers, and they tell you stories about when they were young and equipment was, a hodgepodge of equipment.
Mm-hmm.
They would call each other and say, hey, I'm trying to do this kind of lighting thing. Have you seen anything that'll help me do this? And so they'll exchange information. A lot of these associations, whether it's ESTA, which is now Plaza, USITT, all these associations were gathered out of a need for information.
Exactly.
People said, I don't know how to do this. And manufacturers said, I don't know how to get my users to know how this works. So let's gather and let's show them.
And it's working. It's fantastic.
Yes, it is. It is.
Well, let's wrap it up. Let's go back over the details here of Super Saturday. It's the Saturday coming up, Saturday the 22nd of 2010. It's at, where is it at?
It is at LaGuardia High School for the Performing Arts, or it's called LaGuardia High School for the Fine and Performing Arts. It is at 100 Amsterdam Avenue, which is at 65th Street.
Okay.
The doors open to the public at 8 a.m.
Well, Scott, thank you so much for joining me here on the iSquint podcast.
Oh, thank you. It's been wonderful. And I look forward to seeing you on Saturday and as many of your listeners as possible.
Thank you one more time to Mr. Scott Parker for joining me here on the iSquint podcast. Real pleasure to sit down and talk with the guy about Super Saturday. I'm, again, super, super psyched to be heading up to New York City this weekend to see the show and see what it's all about and learn some stuff, hopefully. Again, if you're planning on heading to the show, save yourself $50. I'm going to put the links back up on the post for the podcast. as well as the registration code iSquintVIP for the stageseminar.com website. Thanks again, everybody, for joining me here on the iSquint podcast. I'm going to take it out on one of my favorite songs when I head up to New York.
No!